The Gemara in Masech Debeya on Tezvav and Mebeis continues in explaining the Pasuk that a Pasuk of Nechemya that Rebbe Elazar said to his Talmidim as they went to eat the Yontav meal, V'chu ichlu mashmanim v'shesum amtakim v'shulchu monos l'ein nochon loy ki kodesh ayoyim l'adonenu v'al ti'etzu ki chedvas Hashem hi mu'oschem. And the Gemara focuses us on the words here of Ki Chedves Hashem Hi Mu'uschem. Om Rabbi Yochim Shim Rabbi Leza B'Reb Shimon. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, B'nui, my children, Levu Alai, borrow on my behalf, the Kitchu HaSayoyim, and be Matadish today, with what you borrow to buy food for Yontif, for Minubi, and you could trust me, Vani Pereya. And in fact, I saw that the Magen Avraham in Simon Reish Mem Beis, Sif Cotton Beis, quotes the Shiboli Leket based on a Yerushalmi, and so too is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that one could even borrow from another Jew with ribis rabbonon for tzar Shabbos, because here the Torah says levu alai, we could borrow vani pareya. The Mishnah Brura, the paskins, however, that one may not borrow even with ribis rabbonon. He says the Magen Avraham only means from a non-Jew or from a Yisrael b'derech heter. Another pshat that I saw is why can we rely on this heter? Because the Gemara says levu alai. Only someone who could be certain that what he's doing is a lie, is completely l'shem shemayim, has the right to borrow money under such circumstances. But who is so certain that everything he does is l'shem shemayim, and therefore we should not do so? We should not do so. B'lu avai means on my cheshbin, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he will take care of us, but that doesn't give us the right to do something that is not acceptable lahalacha. The Mefarshim asked the question, Taisus asked the question, that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim says, Daf Kuf says, Asei Shabbat Chachol V'al Tetzdarach L'Briyos, that one should rather not have anything l'kavod Shabbos, rather live a simple Shabbos, rather than al tzarech l'briyos, than to borrow money. And here the Gemara says, levu alai, we should borrow in order to have food for Shabbos. So there are a number of answers given to this question. Taisu says that there the Gemara is speaking about a person who doesn't have the ability to pay back. And if you don't have the ability to pay back, don't borrow. Here we're saying, we're referring to an individual that does have the ability to pay back. Just right now, for whatever reason, he's tight on funds. And since right now he's a tight on funds, the Gemara says, borrow and pay back. The Sfas Emes says that, and it's very much in line with the sugya that we're learning here, the day the Gemara is referring to Shabbos. The concept of Oynik Shabbos is not as serious as the concept of Simchas Yontif. For Simchas Shabbos, for Oynik Shabbos, if you have, you should use what you have, but don't take on obligations that you can't meet. Yontif is different. Another pshat that the Meiri suggests, there's a difference for what you're borrowing. If you're borrowing for the actual food for the meal, that may be done. If you're borrowing for extras, that should not be done. The Talmud Yaakov Yosef has a different pshat. He says it depends on the person. Who is the individual that we could say levu alai v'ani pareya? That's only somebody who lives with a high level of betachin, and indeed believes the levu alai, that you'll borrow, v'ani pareya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back. But a person who isn't on that madrega should not undertake this kind of a lifestyle. Actually, if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, we look at the beginning, the first siman in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos, we find that there are three members regarding Shabbos. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches on the base says that you have to have Oinig Shabbos with fish and meat and vegetables, all beautiful, expensive meals. There's another Gemara that says that even if you had just Kasha the Hasna, a Gemara here in the Sugya speaks about Kasha the Hasna, it's some sort of a inexpensive fish dish, it's also fine. And then we have the Gemara that we're just quoting, Asay Shabbat Chachol Valtetztarach Labriyos. So the Taz says that there are three categories. Someone who has Baruch Shem Panosso, even if it's not that he's very wealthy, so during the week, he should maybe watch how he spends his money. For Shabbos, he should be very generous. A person who has minimal income, and maybe he has to take tzedakah, should just take Kasa the Hasana. Someone who relies on tzedakah, he, Asay Shabbat Chachol, Bat Tzedarach Labriyos. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes Paiskim, this is in Siman Tov Mem Beis, that disagree with the Taz on the last category. And they said just the opposite. Someone who is Baruch Hashem, able to live without taking tzedakah, even though it's tight, such a person, Asay Shabbat Chachol V'al Tetzdarach Labriyos. Don't, if you could avoid taking tzedakah, that's great. But if unfortunately you're already at the category that you're taking tzedakah, so then the tzedakah funds that are giving you, giving a person for a Shabbos need, should give him in a way that he should indeed be able to have an Oinig Shabbos. I saw that the Ben Yoyod explains the wording of Gemara Levu Alai, that we know that the day is 24 hours long. 8 hours should be used for learning Torah, 8 hours for working, and 8 hours for sleeping. On Shabbos, we don't work. On Shabbos, we should sleep less. Levuolai, borrow those hours that you have on Shabbos that are available, for avoidas Hashem, v'ani pereya, and I will pay you back for having acted in this very appropriate manner. The Gemara continues. The Gemara continues in Daf, at the bottom of Daf Tez Vov Amud Beis. Tanra Techlifa Chvu the Rabbi Noach Zob. Kamazainis of Shal Adam. All of a person's mazainis, ktsuvim loy, are predetermined. Mirosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippur. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, whatever we're supposed to have is already determined. Chutz Meitzah Shabbos v'tzahs Yom Tovim. Except what we spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov, v'tzahs Bonavol Talmud Torah, or what we need for sending our children to yeshiva, shempicheis poichson loy, v'mhoisev meisifon loy. The Mefarshim tries to understand what does the Gemara mean here with the words shempicheis poichson loy. So some explain that if you spend less, you'll get less, and if you spend more, you'll get more. But I saw from the Shita Mekubetzes, and the Sfas Emes says this a little more explicitly, says very beautiful pshat. He says that if a person spends money, letzayruch Shabbos, letzayruch Yontov, letzayruch Talmud Torah, in a generous way, such a person indeed will get, as the Gemara just said, in maisif maisifim loy. But if a person doesn't live that way, and just like on Shabbos, just like during the week, he lives with trying to decide how much he should spend, so too does he do on Shabbos. So not only doesn't he get extra for spending Litzar Shabbos in Yontif, this person who shows that he doesn't treat Shabbos in Yontif that way, even the amount that he spends on Shabbos will not be given to him extra, but rather will be taken off from his regular income, not be given to him in another way. It's interesting to point out that the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Kof Chav Tes, based on this Gemara, says from here we see how a person should be careful in what he spends, because only Hitzah Shabbos V'Tzah Yom Tovim V'Tzah Bonav L'Talmud Torah, that's where a person could be generous. The rest of the time, a person has to recognize that there's only that much that was prescribed that you're going to earn this year, and if you're going to spend all of your money, you may end up not having enough. The Shach says that we have a nice raya from the Pasuk that on Rosh Hashanah it's predetermined our panasa, because if we look at the Pasuk says, Eine Hashem, Eretz Asher Eine Alek Shem Elokecha Bo Mireishis Hashanah. And if we look at the Pasuk, the word Reishis, normally spelled Reish Aleph Shin Yud Sof, here it's spelled Reish Shin Yud Sof. That's the letters of Tishrei. Eine Hashem Elokecha Bo, when is our panasa determined? Mireishis Hashanah, at Tishrei. On the other hand, the Nesilas Yisharin says that even though our Gemara is saying that a person, Mizonos Shel Adam, Ktsuvim Loi, Mirosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, at the beginning of the year, it's decided how much income we have, we still have an obligation to work and try to earn money. That's included in what the Torah says, Tiku B'choy D'Shoifer, B'zeis Apecha Toich Lechem, that Adam Rishon was told that he has to spend money, B'zeis Apecha Toich Lechem, that you don't earn money without unfortunately needing to work for it. So, I saw that the Mefarshim asked, there's a very famous Shailos HaTshuvos Tzemach Tzedek, that one time the non-Jewish merchants raised the price of fish because they saw that L'Kavod Shabbos, Jews were ready to spend whatever it took to have fish. The Mefarshim say that there's a special point in eating fish on Shabbos. Not only is there a special point in eating fish on Shabbos, it should be the first course of the meal. So at that point, they decided that for 2 months, nobody should buy fish. And the question that was asked to the Tzemach Tzedek, is that appropriate? Or he was saying that you should not do so. So he quotes the Gemara that at one time they raised the prices of birds in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says at the end of the first parak of Masech Decreases. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said that I'll make sure that the price goes down. And he went into the Beis Din and he taught them that if a woman is obligated in 5 pairs of birds, she could fulfill her obligation just with 1 pair. So the demand went down. And we know once the demand goes down, the price goes up. And Rashi explains that even though Midoraisa, such a woman is indeed obligated to bring 5 pairs, he saw the need to do so because otherwise he saw people are going to stop bringing the kabbonis if that's what's going to be the situation. And therefore, he felt it's Eis Lasis Lashem and he made this declaration. Here too, says the Tzemach Tzedek, if we're not going to institute that people should stop eating fish, they'll keep on raising the price. And that's why they said, Eis Lasis Lashem, and stop eating the fish. So I saw the Mefarshim asked the question that Al Gemari here says that Levu Alai Vani Pareya. The Kodesh Baruch Hu promises that whatever we spend on Shabbos we'll get back. So what's the difference if they raise the price? Even if they'll raise the price, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying back. So the simple pshat is that who says it has to be fish? Levu alai, borrow from me for something that you have to have. You don't have to have fish. So I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a different approach. He says, we quoted earlier in our shir, that there's still a concept of Asay Shabbat Chachol Val Tetzarech Labrias. Only someone who has the ability to pay back, only somebody who has the ability to pay back has the obligation to borrow. Somebody who doesn't have the ability, Tosfos says, shouldn't borrow. At that situation, it became that nobody could, that many people couldn't afford to borrow and pay back in order to pay the exorbitant price of fish. Then there's no concept of a levolai vani paroya. Another pshat is that the Gemara here is only referring to a situation where you're spending money that for something that's the price. But when the price is an exorbitant price, that isn't the price that the Kodesh Baruch Hu expects us to pay, and therefore, that's not where the Gemara says Levu alai v'ani pareya. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara here indeed teaches us Levu alai v'ani pareya, but when the Gemara here speaks about Levu alai v'ani pareya, it only speaks to people who attack on that madrega that live with that level of bitachin. Not everybody lives with that level of bitachin, so they won't necessarily have levu alai v'ani pareya. Although I did see from the Eish Lavrom, he says that even though we know there's a concept in halacha of soyne matonis yichya, says the Eish Lavrom, that's under all circumstances besides for Shabbos. For Shabbos, a person is allowed to accept gifts. As much as people should not want to accept gifts, the covet to the Shabbos, one is allowed to accept gifts. And in conclusion, I saw a very powerful vort from the Satmar Rebbe in the Divrei Yoel in Parashas Yisroi. He says that when Mashiach will come and we will go out to greet Mashiach, Mashiach will ask us, what kind of a Jew were you? Were you a Jew that were ready to spend money for Shabbos for Yontif? Were you a Jew that was ready to spend money for Tzos Bon of Talmud Torah? The people, the way we will be able to determine who a person was in this world is what he does. Everybody cherishes their money. And if a person was able to take his money and use his money for Torah, for Mitzvah, Shabbos, for Yontif, that will be the determination who we really are, and that's what the question of Mashiach that will come in Mitzvah Shem Meher Yumein will ask us.